Hello and welcome to this Buttercup Bingo audio review from us here at bingosites.tv. So this review is going to focus on things like deposit and withdrawals, those elements, rather than anything to do with the design, as you can always watch our behind the scenes video review. Now when it comes to making a deposit, the minimum that you can actually deposit at Buttercup Bingo is £10 and the maximum is £500. Making a deposit is also very easy, so wherever you are on the site, whether it's the lobby area or the games room, it will always be the same page. You can sort of choose predetermined amounts that you want to deposit, or you can enter in how much, and then you simply choose on what deposit you want to make or what deposit bonus you want to receive, whether you want one or not, and then from there you just simply enter your bank account details. Now if you do decide to accept the deposit bonus, there is a wagering requirement that is attached to that, and that's 4 times the deposit amount plus the amount of bonus you receive, so you need to add the two together and then times that by 4. Now if you do not if you kind of make a withdrawal before hitting that wagering requirement, you'll forfeit any bonus funds that you had. Now when it comes to making a withdrawal, you can only make one request every 5 days. Withdrawals themselves are then processed within 48 to 72 hours and reach your account somewhere between 2 to 5 working days. The minimum withdrawal amount is £30, and you will have needed to have deposited £10 before you can make a withdrawal. Proof of ID must also be provided before you make that first withdrawal. In case you're wondering about safety, then that's all okay, as Buttercup Bingo is licensed to regulate in the Isle of Man. This is safe because it falls under the jurisdiction of the UK Gambling Commission, so it's classed as being whitelisted itself. Software-wise, then it uses Cozy Game software and is on the Live Bingo network. Now, during the registration process, it's worth pointing out that you will actually need to enter debit or credit card details to be able to do that. You can't finish the process without that. And it was first launched in May 2014. So that pretty much concludes this Buttercup Bingo audio review. Thanks for listening from us here at bingosites.tv.